Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the NFL Wildcard Playoff Edition of the Odds Honest Truth. And, of course, you come to Odds Honest Truth for multi-sport coverage. We'll have NBA, we'll have NCAA, college basketball, we'll have NHL picks on this star-studded edition of the Odds Honest Truth. And here's a star right here, Rich Wilhelm, on my left, at Coda522 on Twitter. You can follow me, producer Craig, at Seagorbs94. Maybe I should change my handle to at Laundry in the Background, because we're coming live from the Verona sector of the In the Money Media Network, fresh from the bedroom. Thank you so much to our friends at the In the Money Media Network, Peter Thomas Fornatel, Jonathan Kinchin, who you'll see later on in the program as well, Drew Cotney, the business manager, and of course, our friends over at Chalkboard. Get involved today and join the Odds Honest Truth board. So, Rich, this is obviously a super, super fun week. It's the wild card playoff round. More wild card games than historically, right? Because we have this extra team now in the playoff picture. It's just going to make for an extra fun weekend plus Monday night. So definitely looking forward to this one. Before we get into our game-by-game analysis, Rich, out of all of these games, which one are you just looking forward to the most to watch as a fan?
To watch as a fan?
As a fan.
Honestly, I really like the Bengals-Raiders game. We're both very big on Joe Burrow. And we saw that the Raiders could kind of hold their own against, you know, a team that we thought might be a Super Bowl contender in the Chargers last week. So, you know, I think that one's actually going to be a lot closer than people think. So, for me, it's the Bengals and the Raiders. What about you, Craig?
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites that I'm looking forward to. The Monday night game, I've been preaching how much I love the Rams all year. Matt Stafford's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. Definitely looking forward to the Rams-Cardinals matchup. But also, I think the game that we've debated the most or have talked about the most, and you'll hear some differing opinions on this game throughout the program, is the Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers. I think that we're going to find out who each of these teams are, and without giving away the debate later, I think that'll be a really interesting matchup. So I agree with you, and those are some other games that I'm looking forward to this weekend as well. We didn't discuss how we were going to do this. So let's dive in and let's talk about the Saturday wildcard games. And then we'll hear from some of our friends around the program as well. So let's kick things off with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Las Vegas Raiders. The line currently is 5.5 on Caesars Sportsbooks. The over-under is at 49. I think this has the potential to be a really, really great game. The Bengals offensively have proven that they're one of the top-tier offenses in the NFL. But the Raiders were kind of one of these topsy-turvy teams all season long. And in crunch time, when they had to win games to make the playoffs, they did it. I mean, Derek Carr has looked really good the last couple of weeks. They're running the football effectively. Both of these teams can put up points, which kind of leads me to, I guess, the first play I'm going to give out. I really like the over here. It's at 49. I could see each of these teams putting up at least 30 points. I could see this being a shootout. I think this is going to be a very fun game to kick off NFL Wildcard Weekend.
Yeah, well, let me start by saying I'm very mad that we don't have Burrow versus Herbert in the first round.
Well,
that would have been magical. Like, that would have been must-see TV. I do believe that it's going to be a good game, like I said. But, I mean, I think the Bengals are going to have a much easier time taking care of the Raiders than they would have the Chargers. But, again, the Chargers just lost last week. So, thank you, Brandon Staley, for taking that time out. You're a peach. But, yeah, I 100% agree. I think that the over is something that you can definitely look to lock in. There's also other overs that you definitely want to lock in. Burrow's over right now is 260.5. He does that in his sleep. So I think that's definitely one you want to lock in. That's a minus 115 right now. And also there's a fun prop out there. Burrow over 260.5 and Mixon touchdown is at plus 260. So that's like $25 to win you 80. Mixon got denied. We saw the 1 yard line 2 weeks ago and he was pretty mad. So I think he's going to look to get in the end zone this game, and he does most games. So, again, another over that I like, over 1.5 passing yards for Burrow. With all the weapons he has on that team, you know, between Jamar Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Mixon and Uzama, I mean, that's an easy one. It's minus 150. Mixon, this is the under time that I'm going to talk about. Just because he has so many weapons in the passing game, you know, his line right now is 75.5, which, you know, he could hit, but I really believe that he's going to go under this because I think it's going to be a pass-happy game. So that's minus 115 for you. Back to the overs. My guy Hunter Renfro, over 1,000 yards. Like, he is trying to be Edelman out there, doing everything he can. So his line is at 55.5. I like him to go over that because he is wide receiver one. That's minus 115. And then my last thing, and I play this every single week, Zay Jones, who a lot of people are like, who's Zay Jones? Is he the guy that tried to jump off the balcony for the Buffalo Bills? Yes, he is. But now he's on the Las Vegas Raiders, and his line is at 4.5 receptions at plus 110. So, I mean, he always comes close to that. I think last week he hit it, the week before he hit it. So, I mean, 4.5, sign me up for that in a game where I think the Raiders are going to be playing from behind.
Yeah, I see this one being a shootout. I think that when you look at these player props, I really feel like a lot of these players are going to hit their overs. You look at a guy like Jamar Chase, his receptions is at 5.5. His receiving yards is 70.5. You know, this Bengals offense has been on a tear. They've been putting up big numbers every single week the last couple of weeks. I think them taking the rest week last week is going to help some bettors this week because it brought all those lines down to a human level, and we're going to get superhero Joe Burrow and the Bengals, which brings us to this game spread. At the end of the day, I think the Bengals get one more touchdown than the Raiders, so I like them -5.5.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, you know, competitive to me is, you know, a touchdown. So, I mean, 5.5, I think that's going to happen. Their backups were in last week. Granted, I mean, the Browns backups were in last week. But, I mean, I think the Bengals are just kind of built better right now than the Raiders.
Absolutely. Let's move on to Saturday Night Football. We got the New England Patriots. We got the Buffalo Bills. This game is going to be played in Buffalo. I have not taken a look at what the weather's going to look like. But
bad. Sub-zero. So, I mean, that's definitely a benefit for the Bills. And I'm going to say it's a benefit for the under. But, I mean, we'll have to let Jonathan Kitchen talk about that one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's winter. It's Buffalo, New York. It's cold.
Yeah.
And these are two teams that know each other well. They've played each other twice already. They, you know, they're familiar with each other. I'd say both the Bills have a more high-powered offense, but I think they also have the ability to slow things down and really grind out these cold weather playoff style football games. And I don't know, I haven't been so impressed with the Patriots the last couple weeks. They lost to the Miami Dolphins. You know, they're not looking like the New England Patriots team that we should all be afraid of. You mentioned the over-under. Jonathan's going to talk about that later. I imagine this being a lower scoring game than it looks on paper, you know, before you start factoring in the weather and things of that nature. I think this will be a lower scoring game. I think it'll be a bit of a conservative game. And I like the Bills -4. Again, I just think that they're set up to win now, whereas the Patriots, I think, need another year or two to kind of build back up to their former status.
Which is insane. You know, that's the quickest rebuild in history right there with the Patriots. Of course it is. But yeah, I dig the -4 for the Bills. Also, a Diggs anytime touchdown is pretty much money in the bank. And it's at plus odds right now because of the weather. So it's plus 140. I don't care if it's Sub-Zero, if it's Scorpion, if it's Sonya Blade, he's going to score. So put that one in the bank, and then I think it's going to be interceptions for both these guys. So, you know, both of them are at minus 115 in weather games like this. Both defenses are going to step up because they have, you know, two of the top defenses in the league, especially the Patriots. So that's really all I want to do for this. You know, give me the under, give me those three guys. Because games like this, you can never tell because it's a division game and it's bad weather. It's kind of like betting the win game all over again. But I think we're good with those.
Yeah, I like those. Let's lock those in. Let's make some money. Let's send it around the horn now, Rich, and then we'll come back and we'll break down the remainder of these NFL wildcard games. We're going to kick things off. I'm going to do one throw all at once because we actually have all the videos this time ahead of time.
All right.
So it's great. Yeah. So first things first, we're going to talk a little NBA. We'll head on over to Jarrett Strenner. We'll then transition to the college basketball scene with David Dubovy. A little NHL action with Thomas Crincoli. Jonathan Kinchin at UT Big Hair himself will talk about overall NFL wildcard weekend, and then Rich and I will come back and close things out. Gentlemen, let's take it away. Let's make some money. How are we getting paid?
Hey, thank you, guys. We got two games on ESPN Friday night. The first one looks like it's going to be a really good one. We got the Warriors traveling to Chicago to play the Bulls. Now, these are two really good teams right now. The Warriors are second in the West. Meanwhile, the Bulls are first in the East. You also have two great players who are just lighting it up this season. You got Stephen Curry, who's always amazing. He's getting—he's sixth in the league in scoring with 26.8 per game. And DeMar DeRozan on the Bulls is right behind him with 26 per game. And we all know, we all heard the news, Klay Thompson is back. He came back on last Sunday, and he's been in the starting lineup since. He hasn't been blowing the doors off anybody, but he's playing good basketball for a guy who hasn't played in 2 years. Now, funny enough, as I'm recording this on Thursday morning, both these really good teams are both coming off losses. The Warriors, they lost to the Grizzlies, who are streaking right now on Tuesday night. And meanwhile, the Bulls lost to the Nets big on Wednesday night. They got blown out in that game. One big thing of note for the Warriors is that Draymond Green, the defensive anchor of that team, will be out for this game. He's dealing with a strained calf, and it's going to be a couple weeks till he's back. On the injury front for the Bulls, Derek Jones Jr. will be out, and he's been a solid role player for them. I kind of like his position on that team. He's able to add some defense, add some bounce to that team. Overall, though, I think I'm going with the Bulls for this one. I think they're going to be kind of mad after that blowout to the Nets. And again, without Draymond Green, he really is a defensive anchor for that team. He leads the team in rebounds, leads the team in assists, and he's just there on the defensive front. And I think that's going to really hurt them against this offensive powerhouse that is this Bulls team. So I'm going to take Bulls for this one. Our later game is the Mavs at the Grizzlies. Now, the Grizzlies, I'm sure you've heard, they've been streaking. They've won their last 10 games in a row, probably the hottest team in the NBA right now. The Mavs were on a 6-game win streak, actually, but they did just get blown out by the Knicks on Wednesday night at MSG. Now, again, they're going to be in Tennessee for this game. And they have split their last two games that they played each other this season. The Mavs just won in early December. The Grizzlies took the matchup before that. One thing to note is Jalen Brunson. I really like this kid. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent this upcoming offseason. I'm kind of hoping my Knicks get him. But he's been having a quietly good season. He's actually leading the team in scoring. He's getting 16 points per game. He's also leading the team in assists. He's getting 5.6 per game. And he's only averaging, I think, like 1.7 turnovers per game. So he's looking pretty solid for that team, especially with Luka. He's kind of having a down year for some reason. I'm not exactly sure. I don't follow the Mavs too hard. But yeah, he's not having a great, like, Luka-worthy season so far. Kristaps could be out for this one. He got put into COVID protocol on January 3rd. So he could be coming back anytime soon here. I don't know exactly what's going on with that. I know he didn't play in the game on Wednesday. As of right now, he's still listed as out. The Grizzlies, meanwhile, they're going to be without Dylan Brooks. He's suffering from a sprained ankle, so he's going to be out a couple weeks. And he's been having a good season with them. Other than that, Steven Adams, he's been dealing with COVID. He's been in health and safety protocols. As of right now, he's listed as questionable for the game against the Timberwolves tonight on Thursday, the day I'm filming this. So it looks like he'll probably be back for this game on Friday night. I could really see the Grizz taking this one, no matter what. They've been playing complete basketball here. If Ja's not getting the job done, somebody else will step up. Tyus Jones has been great as a backup point guard. As I said before, Dylan Brooks, when he's not injured, he's been really stepping up. Jaren Jackson Jr. has been another great person on that team. So I'm going to take Grizz for this one, see if they can keep that streak alive. Thank you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
What's going on, everyone? Back for another week of NCAA bets. This week we got 3 games, 2 coming out of the Big East, all on Saturday the 15th. Starting off, we got number 20 ranked Seton Hall visiting Marquette. Seton Hall coming off a big overtime win against UConn. Marquette on a 3-game winning streak. I think this game is going to be very low scoring, a great defensive game. I think Seton Hall is going to come up on top with the win. I'd go with the under, like I said, very defensive game. Both teams, it's going to be a very low scoring game. And I think Marquette's going to cover that spread. Next thing in the Big East, we got UConn visiting Providence, ranked number 23. They played before already in December. Providence beat UConn 57-53. Like I said, UConn coming off that overtime loss to Seton Hall. I think UConn's going to be losing again to Providence in another very close battle between these two teams. I'd go with the under again, like that first game, very low scoring, and then Providence with that win. Lastly, we got number 1 ranked Baylor playing Oklahoma State. Baylor coming off that big loss, Texas Tech. I doubt they'll stay at that one spot next week in the AP poll. But I got Baylor coming up on top with Oklahoma State being very up and down this year, very shaky. So I got Baylor winning. I'd go with the over here. Baylor's going to be shooting the ball very well versus this team. And I got Baylor covering that spread as well. See you guys next week.
What's going on, ladies and gents? It's Spencer Lugenbuehl with Odds Honest Truth, looking to give out some soccer picks. I know the last pick I gave out, I think it was Miami versus Baltimore in football. No bueno. Let's try and get it going. I'm going to try and give out weekly picks with English Premier League for this week and hopefully the rest of the leagues going forward. I got 2 picks this week. First pick, Leicester versus Burnley, going Leicester plus 150 on the money line on DraftKings. And just the main reason, I've always believed in this Leicester team. I think they have that young core, Brendan Rodgers, obviously being the ex-Liverpool coach. I know a lot about Brendan. Right now, they're top 6 in goals for over top of the league. Burnley is a top 10 goals against team. I just feel like when you look at the game, Burnley just doesn't like to score a lot. They're without Ashley Barnes and Chris Woods this week. So I just overall think that we could even get a shutout. Leicester can win 1-2-0. Out of the last 5 matches for Leicester, the Aston Villa loss isn't that bad because they had Steven Gerrard come in, and you know he's always going to cause that spark. The other game was a 6-3 thrashing to Man City, but nobody's beating Man City right now. And still putting up 3 goals against that tough, tough, tough defense leads me to think that this is going to be a solid game. Now, Leicester does have 16 players out due to AFCON, African Cup of Nations, but Lookman will be leading the line. Jamie Vardy is out. They have Harvey Barnes and James Madison in the midfield. These are just 2 guys who I really, really like. And I just feel overall they have more quality than Burnley. Let's go on to the next one as well. Over 2.5, minus 108, DraftKings. Arsenal, Tottenham. This is a Sunday game. Arsenal and 8 straight have a 1.0 XG or better. And Tottenham in the last 7, or in the last 5 straight have over 1.5 or better. The over has hit in 7 of the last 8 for Tottenham. The over has hit in 5 of the last away games for Arsenal. For me, overall, this seems like just a very solid hit. If you look at both of the teams overall, and this being a derby match, there's usually not a lot of defense, and both teams like to score. If you look at both teams to score, it's minus 140. I didn't really like the odds that much. Over 2.5, like I said, is minus 108 on DraftKings. If you add both of my plays together, it's plus 388, and that is the parlay I will be playing this week in the EPL.
Odds Honest Truth, I'm back with a playoff teaser. You can tell by the weather. It's playoff season. I like 3 games in my teaser this week. I'm always looking for these 7-point teasers. I think that's 7 points in your favor with a line that's designed to be a coin flip, I think can be a big edge. I'm going to start with the Patriots and the Bills under. Some lines are at 44. Love to be able to get that up at 45 to get to that 52 mark where you can be at that 49 plus a field goal. If not, I still like it at 51. I still think it's a good number there. This is the 3rd time they'll be playing defensive-minded staffs. I think that these teams will play good defense. It's the 3rd time they've played this season. The edge goes to the defense, especially with an intense playoff game. You got to think the defense is going to show up there. I also like the Chiefs being able to get them under a touchdown. I think the Chiefs are sneaky to make a run at this thing. I know they've had some ups and downs throughout the season, but they still have Patrick Mahomes. They're still unbelievably explosive on offense, and I think having home field until possibly AFC Championship game could play in their favor, and I like getting them under a touchdown. Some lines 12.5, so you can get them under that. And then I also like the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are pretty highly rated and pretty efficient in a lot of the stuff that I look at when it comes to third down conversions, allowing third downs, things of that nature. And I feel like the Cowboys, you can get them, you can swing across zero. Most people say not to move across zero and get +3.5. I like that with the Cowboys. I think they're going to play well. 49ers kind of snuck in to the playoffs, and I'm not quite convinced how good they are. I think the Cowboys should show up well, and that comes from a guy who grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, doesn't really like the Cowboys very much. So Bills, Patriots under, Chiefs getting them under that touchdown, and the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Good luck.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Let's dive in, Rich, now to Sunday, and then we'll close things out with Monday Night Playoff Football. Sunday, we got three games on the docket. We're going to kick things off in Tampa Bay. We have a rested Philadelphia Eagle team traveling to Tampa Bay. The line is 8.5. Tampa Bay is favorited. And I think the Buccaneers win. Let me put it like that. But I think that the Eagles are very much going to cover the spread. I think this is going to be a really close game. You look at the Buccaneers, and minus two big wins against the Panthers, they haven't been dominating the good teams in the NFL like I think we've expected them to, especially over the last month, minus these Panthers games. Meanwhile, the Eagles, they're the team that nobody wants to face in the playoffs. They were able to rest their starters last week. They run the football incredibly well. They run the football with their quarterback, their running back. It's a very dynamic offense, and they can play defense. So they're fresh, they're aggressive, and they can grind out a football game. I don't think they're going to win because I think Tom Brady won't let that happen. But I see this being a 3 or 4 point ball game, Rich. So I'm going to take the Eagles +8.5 here.
All right, well, I don't think it's going to be 3 or 4. I think it's going to be closer to like 5, 6, or 7. But again, that gets it done for you. It gets it done. So the only reason why I think it's going to be a cover is I think it's going to be a backdoor cover. So, I mean, if you're betting on the Eagles, there's always last team to score a touchdown. You know, that's where my head would be with this. You want them to, you know, obviously they're going to score last because they have to, because they're going to be down. There's also another fun prop this week. You know, first team to turn the ball over is at -121. You know, Tom Brady, he's been playing a little loose, but he plays a lot better in the playoffs. So I would bet the Eagles on that one at -121. And then I'm going to go a little crazy here. I think Leonard Fournette scores, which is -140. I think he scores twice, which will be +370. I mean, he's coming back. He's fresh. He's done this multiple times. The Eagles defense is not the greatest. So, I mean, for me, I think he's going to take some weight off of Tom Brady, those old ass shoulders of his. He's going to score twice.
Prior to the injury as well, Fournette was on a tear. I mean, yeah, that was what he was doing. I don't think that's completely outrageous. You know, assuming he's healthy, and I think he's healthy. And he also is a threat through the air as well. So, I mean, he's a player who can get it done on the ground through the air. He's a good safety valve for Mr. Brady. So I like that a lot.
Playoff Lenny. I mean, that's his name for a reason. Now, he's Super Bowl Lenny now, but I mean, Playoff Lenny, he comes to play. And then I also think Jalen Hurts is going to score a rushing touchdown. That's just his MO, and that's +180. So if you can ever get plus odds on something that normally happens, you know, that's kind of where my head's at. But, you know, I think the Eagles are going to be one and done, but they're going to be competitive, which is all that I want to see, because Tom Brady in the playoffs usually beats everyone anyway. So,
yeah, that's probably the safest bet that we could give out here. Tom Brady in the playoffs, usually a winner.
Yes.
Let's head on over to I think this is the most controversial line we're going to talk about. Surprisingly, the Eagles +8.5 wasn't. It's 3 points. It's the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Dallas Cowboys. The Niners are 3-point underdogs. You heard Jonathan talk about how they backed into the playoffs a little bit. They need a little help to make the playoffs. I would also argue that if they played in a weaker division, they would have just made the playoffs. The NFC West happens to be a very good division.
Minus the Seahawks.
But it's a very competitive division. You look at those teams, the Rams, the Cardinals, and the 49ers, and those are some of the top teams in the NFL.
They all made it.
They're all in the dance. So yeah. I think they're a very good team. And you look at the Dallas Cowboys, and you know, we were texting about this. They had an incredible game last week. It was against the Eagles backups. And if you go and you take a look back at what the Cowboys have done all year long, they really haven't done well against playoff caliber teams. The last time that they won a game in against a playoff caliber team, I believe, was November when they beat the Patriots. That might have even been October. They're winning easy games, and they made the playoffs, and they have an explosive offense, and they have a defense that can take the football away. This game's at home. You know, you take all those factors into play, but you look at what the 49ers had to do to make the playoffs, and they had to beat one of the best teams in football, and that was a slugfest. I mean, the Rams wanted that win. They wanted to try and get a bye week, right? Like, they needed that win too. And the 49ers went out and they did it, and they had an incredible game. They're another team that, like the Eagles, they can run the football. They play great defense. Deebo Samuel is one of our favorites in the NFL. Jimmy G can make throws when he has to. He's a very experienced quarterback. He's been to a Super Bowl. I like this 49er team a lot. We talked about it earlier in the year. I really like them +3. I would almost call it a guarantee, but I don't want to because I trust Jonathan Kinchin a lot, but I really like the Niners +3.
I can't say +3. So that means obviously I'm going with the Cowboys, but I wouldn't like them -3 either. You know, I think this game is going to be super close. I'm going money line Cowboys. So you could have your +3, you would win, and I got to have my money line and I would win, and we could both be right. It's just, the only thing that kind of sets me off this game is just the injuries. I mean, you're looking at Jimmy G. He still has a messed up hand. You're looking at Eli Mitchell. He's messed up every week. It's just who's going to come to play. And you know Deebo is. So, I mean, as far as props go, I'm going Deebo over 29.5 rushing. He's their number one running back. You know, if you're talking about someone that can get in the end zone, just rushing goal. Give me Deebo Samuel over 58.5 receiving, because he's their number one wide receiver. And then give me Deebo Samuel anytime touchdown. You know, like, if you want an automatic bet, you know, if you have new users out there that don't have a sports book and you get free bets, put it on Deebo Samuel anytime touchdown, because it's like, you know, money laundering at this point. And like I said, I mean, with the injury with Jimmy G, I think he's going to throw at least one pick, you know. And that's not saying that Diggs is a great cover corner. He's good at picking off the ball, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Diggs will probably get you that INT. And I do love Dak over 1.5 touchdowns. I mean, the odds are terrible at -210. But again, it seems like free money. You know, he's gonna throw for at least two touchdowns. The plus money in this game that I really like is Dalton Schultz to have a receiving touchdown. The way that he came on this year, I mean, he's in the top five for me right now in tight ends. You know, he's consistent. He always catches the ball. He catches the ball in traffic. He got two touchdowns last week. I was so close to betting him 3 touchdowns as a joke, and then he got 2. I was like, you better not get 3. So he's at +135 right now. I think the Cowboys move on. And if they end up playing the Bucs next week, I think they beat the Bucs. But, I mean, we have a show next week. So I look back to week 1 and I'm like, they should have won that game. But, you know, two different teams at this point. But for me, this is going to be the closest game of the week.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is going to be a very competitive game. I think it's going to be really tight. But just looking at, and for me, this is kind of a bit of a gut decision. I think they're pretty evenly matched teams. When you look at strength of schedule this season and who each of these teams have beat and have been in games with, meaning like competitively in games with, I'd like the Niners to win the money. If you're like me and you think the Niners are going to win, the money line's better than the spread. You know, I'm going to put a couple of bucks on the money line for the Niners, because I truly think that, and I know Jimmy G's got the boo-boo hand, but they got a creative offense. They got Kyle Shanahan. They're experienced. Mm. You know, I'm about it. That's enough of that. Let's talk about Sunday Night Football, the dud of the week. So this will be a fast conversation. The Pittsburgh Steelers and their ancient fossil quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, fell into a playoff spot because the Raiders and the Chargers refused to kneel. They just refused to kneel. If they just kneeled the whole game, it would have been fine.
Well, I mean, they got eliminated because the Colts lost.
Well, that too.
Well, I mean, the Steelers got, you know, it's the whole thing, you know, like the Colts would have been the better team to be in the playoffs. And I believe the Chargers would have been the better team to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll start by saying that, but you're right. The Steelers, you know, they got a jug of milk at quarterback who I don't even think he wanted to be in the playoffs. He's like, oh man, I got to do this again. I'm going to die. So let's just jump right into that. He's going to throw a pick, maybe two. So over .5 interception. He's going to go under 229.5 passing yards because I don't even think he can see the receivers because he's a senior citizen. And then Kelsey's going to go over 67.5, probably in the first half. And then, you know, Butler's going to have over 2.5. Butker is going to have over 2.5 extra points in his sleep as well, because, you know, there's going to be at least three scores for the Chiefs. And I know you love the spread. You know, I'm with you on that. The Chiefs are definitely going to cover the spread. It's just, if any of you new users, I know right now FanDuel is doing, if you bet $5 on a money line, they give you 150 in free bets. That would be the pick, you know. Enjoy your free money. And, you know, if you can use it in this game, you know, you can bet Ben Roethlisberger under everything and you'll be a millionaire, you know?
Yeah. I really just think this is going to be a blowout. -12 and a half, and I don't even think that's a lot. Like, I just, like, a lot of times I'll see that number and get a little turned off from bet. No, like, they're just that much better. Yeah. I even kind of like the over in this game because I'm pretty sure the Chiefs are going to put up, like, 35.
What's the over-under?
46.
I mean, can Ben put up 13?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe not. I mean, if Najee is, you know, they hand the ball to Najee the entire time, who is injured, by the way. So that's another thing. I mean, if Najee doesn't play, you might as well just stay on the bus. Just throw up an L and just you know, retire into the sunset. But, you know,
I mean, these two teams faced off a couple of weeks ago, and the score was 46. The
slobber knocker. Yeah.
It was 36 to 10.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this is maybe the game that you bet the Steelers to score last, and it might be, you know, a prayer, but I mean, you know, they might not score at all. So, I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
They didn't score for the first half the last time, so.
It should be a real disappointing Sunday Night Football game. We can all get to bed early. Let's wrap it up, Rich, with Monday Night Football. I think this can be a fun one. It's the Arizona Cardinals. It's the Los Angeles Rams. The Cardinals, you know, were at one point this year the best team in football. And then they lost a lot of games, and they didn't look good at all. And they sort of found their bearings a bit towards the end of the season, but, you know, not really. You want to talk about a team that backed their way into the playoffs. I think this is the team you want to talk about. Their last five games, they lose to the Seahawks. They beat your Dallas Cowboys. They lose to the Colts, who choked and missed the playoffs. They lost to the Detroit Lions, my favorite team in the NFL. And they lost to the Los Angeles Rams. You know, they were in these games, minus the Lions. They were all competitive games. But listen, I don't think this team has what it takes to get it done right now. And they're still a young team. Like, they can still kind of develop and get there. They have Kyler Murray as a very young quarterback. They have a young coach. I think they can figure it out over the next couple of seasons. Whereas the Rams are in win now mode, and they're a very good team, minus losing to the 49ers last week. You know, They won 4 out of the last 5 games. One of the best quarterbacks in football, one of the best defenses in football, a great wide receiving core. It's a 4-point spread, and I think they cover it kind of easily.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals are going to be one and done. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to lose this game. I just, once DeAndre Hopkins left, the team left, kind of followed him out the door. And then Connor had to be the entire team, and Connor's hurt right now. So, again, this is kind of like the Najee thing. You might as well just stay on the bus if Connor's hurt because he's your main guy at this point. I just want to do one bet because this guy lost me in my parlay last week. I'm going to end by saying AJ Green is going under 45.5. And I hope he goes under 45.5 for the rest of his career because, you know, that's just how bitter I am. So -115, under 45.5. Let's go Rams. Let's go Stafford. You deserve one.
I really think that, I think the Rams are going to win this week. I think there's a couple of matchups in the NFC that the Rams might not do so favorably against. We'll have to see how the playoff picture kind of shakes out and who advances to what. But that'll do it for this week's edition of the Odds Honest Truth. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week and every week. Hope you guys have been making money. Hope you guys have been placing bets. Let us know in the comment section below on YouTube. Reach out to us on Twitter at Seagorbs94, at Coda522, or at Odds Honest Truth. Special thanks to our friends over at Chalkboard. Get involved today. Download the app. Enjoy the Odds Honest Truth board. And, of course, thank you to our friends at the In the Money Media Network, Peter Thomas Fornatel, Jonathan Kinchin, Drew Cotney, and everyone else that I forgot to mention, plus all our regular contributors to this show. And thanks to all you, the listeners. One of these days I'll get good at wrapping up this thing. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Odds Honest Truth. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, allegedly, that'll do it.